Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
The Great White Throne, Revelation 20, 11 to 15. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. We come to the aspect of judgment, final accounting in Revelation. We've been anticipating it somewhat along the way, but now it comes into full force. I would say that standing before the great white throne created angst for me and fear as a child. I don't think it creates fear, more a sense of accountability today and I would say rightful thinking about how I'm stewarding my life. There are several judgment books that are open. One is called the Book of Life. This is the one where our names get written in it, and we are a part of God's family. This is a declaration that we're in. It's a declaration of identity. In Christ, we are part of his family, and nothing can take us away from that. We don't need to be judged whether we're going to be in or out of his kingdom. That has already been declared for us. He took on that judgment as he bore our sin, identifies with our sin in baptism, lives a perfect life, and then takes our sin, as Paul says in Colossians, and nails it to that tree, having victory over it. It's an affirmation of our names written in the book of life. If you remember the account of the disciples, the 70 who go out and they come back and they report to Jesus how excited they are that even the demons have responded to them in his name. Jesus says, well, I gave you my authority, but don't be excited about that. Be excited that your names are written in the book of life. So that's a done deal. So what's this judgment? I do believe that if you look at the whole weight of Scripture, there's a final judgment for believers. This has to do with how we've stewarded the opportunities. Now, I think our misconception on this is some of our ideas go back to my childhood. I imagined a big screen in heaven with a projector on it and recounting all the things that I've done wrong. That would be a long series film. It would take multiple reels to present that. No, I think it's basically us coming before God and offering back to him. He says, I gave you five. What did you produce? And I produced 10. Or I gave you three. What did you produce? I produced six. The idea being, how did we steward our lives? In a recent email exchange with a friend who is just growing in the Lord and devouring God's word, he was struggling with some of these ideas of judgment in relation to this idea of being secure in Christ. And I wanted to affirm him in this, the tension. This is what I wrote to him. There will be a final judgment for even the believers. This is not a judgment whether we spend eternity with God or in separation from him. Parentheses, hell, whatever that looks like. That was already established in Jesus going through the wine press. We were talking about one of the earlier passages in Revelation. Continuing on in what I wrote, the judgment we go through is an accounting of how we've stewarded the opportunities given to us. I do not know how recompense and reward is dealt with in heaven, but we can't get around the regular reference in Jesus' teaching and other parts of Scripture of one day giving an account of how we've used our opportunities in this life. Now, in the midst of this, there are some incredible promises that come up. If we get lost in the judgment piece, we may miss some of these promises. One of the largest ones is that death and Hades are thrown into the fire. I don't take this literally. I take it as just the end of these things. They're consumed. The invitation that's before us is that Jesus has said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Once we're in relationship with him, he then says, steward what you have. Put on, walk out, keep in step, be filled, resist the devil, and be his presence in this life. What's my so what in this passage? My gut feeling is if you're listening to this podcast, it should bring a celebration to you that your name is written in the book. If you have any question about that, simply look to the Lord and say, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus was raised from the dead and that he is Lord. Scripture says that is how we respond to his grace gift for salvation. You can count on him that he is true to his word. My now what is a call to consecration. If being written in the book of life is celebratory, knowing that there's other books where I'll give an accounting is that I want to consecrate my life and act like my life is in the book and be one who operates in Jesus. I know it's rather simplistic to come to that aspect, but you know, in the reality, obedience and trust are good things. And it never is tiring to be reminded that my life finds its fullest meaning in being obedient to my King. Lord, today we celebrate that we've done nothing to secure our eternity. You've done it all, and we can rest in your declaration over us, your identity over us. Given that truth that we are secure, we ask that you would live your life through us so that others would be able to experience you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.